motion in the office. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on Talk with Rieta Kimberly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day you're going to be listening to this podcast. How you doing? Like, how's it been going? What's it been like for you? I really do hope you're okay with whatever and wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And I wish you all the best this week in any and everything you're doing. So today's episode is contentment with a little bit of satisfaction, but like more of contentment, because contentment is more in the deeper side than satisfaction. I'm going to define both, and we're just going to like dive into whatever it is I have to say today. So according to Google, contentment is a state of happiness and satisfaction. Contentment is an emotional state of satisfaction that can be seen in one's situation, body, and mind. This is a state of having accepted one's situation and is a milder and more tentative form of happiness. Contentment is a state of mind. It has nothing to do with objects, money, and other people, nor does it concern itself with how much we have. Whatever is going on in your life, you're pleased about it. That is what it means to be content. That any point you are in your life, you're pleased about it. Satisfaction, on the other hand, is fulfillment of one's wishes, expectations, or needs, or the pleasure derived from this. They say you've been wanting to get that big or that stuff you've always wanted, and you finally got it. You're satisfied because you just fulfilled your wishes. You just ticked something off of your bucket list. But contentment goes way beyond that. Contentment is more on the emotional side, emotional space of a person than is satisfaction, if you ask me, in my opinion. Contentment is more of a peaceful state of mind. Contentment comes from within. Being able to live with what you have, being grateful for what you have, being grateful for where you are at the moment in your life and with the things and people around you, that is contentment for me. And for you to, you know, cultivate contentment or try to be content, you have to pause when you find yourself unhappy with someone or something. Pause. You have to stop buying stuff you don't need. You have to practice gratitude. You have to learn to enjoy simple things that do not cost tons of money. You have to live in the moment. You have to learn to live in the moment to be content, or to want to be content, or to try to be content. Material things, it really isn't. I mean, they could always go away. So you can't tie your happiness to things that are not forever. We think, oh, I'll be happy when I get married. I'll be happy when I get that promotion. What if you lose your job after the promotion? What if you get a divorce and then you stop being happy? Most of us have always been taught to believe that happiness is linked to our accomplishment, you know. Happiness is linked to, oh my God, you just got a new house. I'm not saying you should not be happy, you just acquired a new property, but you can acquire that new property and still not be happy. Your happiness is not tied down to, because you tied down your happiness to those things. We're convinced we'll find joy when we finally win, a marathon or buy that luxury car or, you know, go to that luxury hotel and all of that. When in truth, we can create a feeling of happiness right now, regardless of our circumstances. True contentment is a deep-seated sense of accepting who and where you are at any given moment. Most times we're too engrossed in our busy life, we don't even notice where we are now. And when we realize and, you know, take a break and come up for fresh air, we focus more on where we were or where we want to be instead of where we are now. You know, sometimes when you realize that this is what I want to be doing next, or oh my god, I don't want to be like what I was doing before, we don't even take a break to appreciate where we've gotten to now, what it took us to get to where we are at the moment. Sometimes I just sit back and I'm like, oh my god, I've always wanted this, and this is what I want next. And sometimes it just hits me, and I just sit down and I'm like, oh, like there was a time I actually wanted this, and look at me, I have this now. I have all of this like that I've always wanted. Like, look at me, I'm able to do this stuff I've always been wanting to do now. And I'm impressed and I'm happy with myself. So sometimes you just have to focus on where we are now instead of always thinking of, oh my god, what do I want to be next? What do I have to do? I'm not saying you shouldn't think of what you want to do next or where you want to be next. I am saying you should be grateful. You should appreciate where you are now. You should be content. But before we can be content with where we are, before we can be content with where we are, we must first be aware of our present situation. And to be content, or to try to be content, you have to pause. When you find yourself unhappy with someone or something, pause. Like, a lot of times, I'm guilty though. A lot of times I find myself unhappy about not being where I want to be yet, and looking at my mates or like people younger than me achieving stuff and doing stuff that I've always wanted to do, and I'm sad, like, oh my god, what am I doing in my life right now? This should be me. And I don't even take the time to appreciate where I am at the moment or where I've been able to get to. Sometimes I just engross myself in being unhappy about something that doesn't even really matter, to be honest. You have to remind yourself to accept that person as they are and embrace their good qualities. Accept that person, or accept the situation. That person may be you. You could be mad at yourself. You could be unhappy with yourself. You have to take a deep breath and remind yourself to accept yourself as you are and embrace your good qualities and look at the bright side of the situation. Sometimes you're sick of where you are right now. It could be your house, it could be your salary, it could be anything. And sometimes you're like, oh my god, I need to be more than this. I need to get paid more than this. I need to live more comfortable. And you forget to appreciate that you actually have somewhere to live. Like, you're literally people homeless on the streets. You're people with no jobs. And you have something doing. And you have where you could go to at night and call home. You don't sleep in your car. You have to appreciate that. Be grateful. That is how you start to be content. It's the little things. You have to be grateful for what you have now, where you are at the moment. It's all about the now. Being happy with what you have now. Another thing is, you have to stop buying stuff you don't need. Stop buying stuff you do not need. When you feel the urge to buy something, think about whether it's a need or a want. If it's an item that is a want, think about why you're not content with what you have now. Ask yourself, do I need this now? there's some things you just, oh my god, I want to have this, but you actually don't need it. Sometimes you want a new bag or new shoes or new whatever you want, but you actually don't need it. Sometimes you just want to buy it because you saw that girl who you're in a competition in your head with, because she owns that, you want to own it too. But you don't actually need it. That doesn't even know you exist. You could get it and not even wear it. You just want to be able to say, this brand. I have so this. Oh, I have it too. You don't need it. You're not wearing it. You're not using it. You just want to have it. That is a want. You need to satisfy your needs more than your wants. Your wants are not really necessary. And if you wait a few more days, the urge could definitely disappear. You have to show people you appreciate them. Be present in people's lives, especially people you call your friends. Offer kind words and actions to help build your emotional bank account. Yes, everybody has an emotional bank account. And you need to deposit things in your emotional bank account to keep it up. Sometimes when you compliment people, when you tell them kind things, you make their day, and when they smile, you're happy too. And that increases your emotional bank account. You need to show people that you appreciate them. The more you put out in the world for others, the more you will receive in return. Another one is to practice gratitude. Each day, identify at least like one person, a pet or a thing that enriches your life. Write your thoughts down in a journal. I mean, nobody is ever too old to keep a journal. Nobody's ever too old to have a diary. It could be your notes on your phone. You could just pick it up sometimes and type in what you're grateful for today. It could be life. It could be your family. It could be that person you really care about. It could be waking up this morning, being able to go to bed peacefully. Some people want to sleep, but they cannot sleep. It's a problem. So the fact that you're able to go to bed without any issues, you could just close your eyes and then sleep comes through to take you away. You should be grateful for that. You should be grateful for waking up in the morning and be able to move your legs. You can be grateful for the sky. You can be grateful for the birds and the air. You could be grateful for the trees. You could be grateful for anything. When you find yourself unhappy, take a moment to review your surroundings, your environment, your mind. Just look around you. What are you grateful for? You should learn to enjoy simple things that don't cost money. Could be meaningful conversations, could be walking in nature, you could go to the beach, get your feet on the sand, feel the wind, smell the ocean, smell the sand, you could read a book. These things are free and can often offer more joy than most expensive endeavors, especially a trip to the beach. It works. Live in the moment. Don't postpone happiness by waiting for a day when your life is less busy or less stressful. That day may never come. Instead, look for opportunities to savor the small pleasures of daily life. Focus on the positive of today rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. You have to live in the moment. You have to engage yourself in the moment. For example, if everybody is having fun and dancing for no reason, you could join them in dancing for no reason. It's living in the moment. Laugh. Happiness gained through success or materialism is only temporary. Like I said, you'll always be like, oh, I'll be happy when I get married. What if you get a divorce? What if the marriage doesn't work out? Then what? You stop being happy, really? Remind yourself that the grass is always greener on the other side. And every person you think has everything likely doesn't feel the same about themselves. Even people who seem like they have it all often don't find contentment. You're out there, and especially like today, of like social media, you go to people's pages and see them living their best lives, and you're like, oh my god, I'm so jealous of this person, I'm so jealous of that person. You don't even know what's going on in the back end. You don't know if they go to bed crying. You don't know. I mean, I wouldn't wake up in the morning and post myself crying on social media. I wouldn't do that. If they have a certain problem, you don't know if they have family issues. You don't know anything. So don't get deceived by what you see people post and people say or people do on the internet, because you're never really certain of the struggle everybody is going through. So my advice for you today is to try your best, find a place in your heart to be happy with yourself, to be content with your now, other than stressing about your later or your before. It'll really go a long way in your life. Could probably expand your lifespan, if you ask me. I don't know, just saying. And I really wish the best for everybody, especially anybody listening to this right now. But I feel everybody deserves to be happy. And to be happy, you have to be content with what you have, with where you are. Do you have a lovely day? Thanks for listening in. I still remain your host, Henrietta Kimberly. You can follow me on Instagram at henrietta.itepu and on Twitter at henrietta_itepu. Do well to share my podcast in. Leave voice messages if you find it necessary. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm.